Hey, welcome back to Dirty Minds, No Brainwashing. This is episode 2. My name's Kimberly Kuhn. And if you think about it, we haven't even got to the meat of what I'm even trying to say. But that's okay. Because what happened is funny, and we can do that next episode. So as you know, I've been doing the Match.com dating very unsuccessfully for, 6, 7, 8 months. I think I only made it to one date, the one with the poor guy, Jim, and where I was 3 hours late and got lost in the city. Besides that, yeah, nothing's ever panned out. Anyway, so what does that have to do with Dirty Minds, No Brainstorming? Well, this is what it has to do. Last night, I have been going at this, especially since everything has been, you know, not deleted, but taken down and messed with by you know who. I am having to redo all my work, but that's what, you know what, we're doing a better version and it's going to be more streamlined, so it's okay, you know, actually, you know, because I can concentrate on the really important things like the podcasting, getting the YouTube, or not the YouTube, but the our share space together. You guys are so wonderful, by the way, about, because I'm so filled up on my, Facebook pages that you're moving over to, like, the LV Delivery War and to the other Facebook pages. And thank you. Thank you for being so loyal. It's unbelievable. And also thank you for the thousands of birthday cards and the looks and the likes and the, oh my goodness. I've never had so much just attention and lavished on me, and I really, really appreciate it. I wish my family did, but they don't. They take me for granted, but you guys are awesome. Okay, so what does the Match.com dating have to do with Dirty Minds, No Brainwashing? I'm going to tell you that right after this break. Good evening, this is Kimberly Kuhn. So this is episode 2 of Dirty Minds, No Brainwashing. You guys get it, right? You get the pun. Well, and I told you last time how the artwork was just, I mean, it's beautiful artwork, so I used it. Came from the OMG thing. I couldn't have done it that well. And I was right. It's just totally caught on. However, it caught on in the other way. They don't get to the no brainwashing part. They stick with the dirty minds, 99.9% dirty minded. And they think that's who I am. And this is like, I mean, like, several people today from different parts of the demographics, from family members to, you know, you know what I'm saying. It's so funny because if you know me, I mean, I don't think I've ever even watched a porno. I'm just not like that. I'm nothing against it, but you know, I'm just not like that. So yeah, they don't get to that part. So I guess it attracts a lot of attention. Hey, if it gets people to click in, that's fine with me. So let me stop for a quick break and then we'll come back. You guys are going to want to hear this. All right, bye. Okay, here we are. Here we're back. Back to our second episode of Dirty Minds, No Brainwashing. And I'm going to tell you what Match.com and my Dirty Minds No Podcasting artwork have in common. This is more adult information. So again, little ones, cover their ears and have them leave the room, because it's definitely not for their ears. Okay, so as I was saying right before a break, I've been working at this 24/7, and yesterday I was so completely frazzled out of my mind. Nothing left. You know, not a thought of my, I mean, just too many, too much. I was so overloaded and I needed to blow off some steam. So I've been, I told you around Christmas, I had a few gentlemen, the three H's. Well, the third one, the heat. I have a few of them on the hook, but I haven't done anything. You know what I'm saying? However, yesterday I needed some food, and I needed some companionship, if you know what I mean. And so, there was about three of them, and it was basically who I confirmed with first, you know what I mean? This is like, was not a, trying to get married or have a relationship or even actually even care if I see him again. But I had three of them. I like had said different restaurants just in case I didn't want to show them up at the same one. But anyway, one of them, who I've been talking to for many months, actually, was a nice guy. And I don't even know his real name, to tell you the truth. I just call him Bradley Cooper because he looks like Bradley Cooper. he ended up being my number one. So I think I'm going to do a break for a second. Okay. Hello, I'm back. Do you love how I'm doing this to you? So, okay. So, when it's all said and done, taking all the precautions I could take and being safe and this and that, in all ways, okay. But, you know what I mean? It's been a while. And like I said, I needed a freaking release. So this really, like I said, I call him Bradley Cooper, and on the phone he's super sweet. super sweet, super sweet, you know? Anyway, so when we get to the bedroom, I want to laugh. Oh my goodness. He just starts kind of talking dirty, which is so weird. You know what I mean? Nobody's even ever done that to me. Like giving me orders and stuff. I'm like laughing and shutting that shit down because I don't roll that way. But it was surprising. I was like, what is this dude doing? You know? The thing is, the other part, the actual, you know, sex part was great. It was great. Oh, I needed it. I needed the exercise. You know what I'm saying? It was wonderful. But it was like, for the love of God, just shut up. So when we were done, I was like, what the hell were you doing? Don't talk like that. I told, you know, I'm honest. And you know what it was? He was like, I think embarrassed, but he had looked me up and had seen that artwork that said I was 99.9% dirty minded. So he literally did that because he thought that's what I wanted. talk about funny, right? Whoa, huh? He never got to the no brain washing. Like, I'm so clever with, I think I'm so clever with that, but hey, on the one hand, if people are going to click, because the artwork's beautiful, if they click into the thing because they think that, at least they're clicking in, right? But it was such a funny, hysterical misunderstanding. I can't even tell you. So that I have shared with you, my parents and grandparents and children now and the world. But I'm transparent and I'm allowed to have sex, right? So to him, if he hears this... It was fun. Next time, just be normal, dude. And, you know, that's it. Peace out. It was great otherwise. But, yeah, that is so weird. That was so weird when somebody talks to you like that when you're not there. So that's what I wanted to share with you. That actually has nothing to do with the actual topic, but it's funny. And you got to admit it. I wonder if you guys have ever had any experience like that, you know? I think I've seen scenes on TV and I hear about like the top 10 pornos. I mean, videos are pornos and the young kids are watching those and they think that's natural. That's the way you're supposed to have sex. And so, you know, they get like he was saying that same thing that he's seen some, they've asked for some freaky things. But I'm old school. I'm like, I don't know. I don't want, first of all, I don't want to get ordered around, but anyway, it was what I needed and I slept like a log and I was just so blissful today. So happy. And I ate a whole pizza, vegetable pizza with pineapple. Yes, not the whole one yesterday, but part of it. And then today I had a Irish chicken pot pie and I ate two candy bars. So I ate, yay! And I'm trying to watch Outlander, but internet is not up to par here. So I might just go to sleep. Anyway, I guess you don't care about that part. Pretty funny story though, right, huh? There's even a little bit more to it that I'll tell you about in a second.
Yay!
Okay, this is Kimberly Coon. She's back. I'm back with Dirty Minds, No Brainwashing. Second episode, and this is the last little bit of my little odyssey about the artwork and how it influences the way people think. So, after, I just told you about the Bradley Cooper. Anyway, today I was talking to a very close person to me, and this person had also seen the artwork and immediately jumped to the thing too, that I was dirty minded, didn't see the no brainwashing, and was like giving me a lecture how I needed to change it and this and that. And I'm all, dude, you know how many people have like looked at that artwork, which normally they might not have noticed the podcast at all. So, hey, if it gets people to click in, I'm keeping it. It's beautiful. I didn't do it. You know, OMG did it for me. They did it perfect. I'm keeping it. And I think my family doesn't understand about advertising and marketing, but if it's getting people to look, and I can be as, just as, what do you want to say? I can be boring and professional like NPR or something. I love NPR, don't get me wrong. But people aren't going to click in. So if it gets them to click in, and obviously she noticed it, he noticed it, he's never even looked at a thing of mine. So, fuck. Oh, excuse me again. I'm keeping it. I learned a lesson today. Artwork's very, very important. That's just another thing on our Podcasting by Dummies. I'm getting this down, people. Okay, well, this is the end of my second episode of Dirty Minds, No Brainwashing. And I'll do the third episode. I'm actually going to be putting schedules together because I have to. It's just what I need to do next. I was trying to get content, you know. Anyway, thank you again for your support. Please call in and leave some voice messages and suggestions and questions and everything. Anything. Okay? I'm really excited. And next time we'll actually talk about what the topic's about. Okay, right on. That's it. See you next time. All right, bye. So, hey, this is Kimberly, and I have invited you beautiful, gorgeous people time and time again to be a part of this. So either, I don't know, we're going to have to figure this out together. I know I can invite up to 5 people to be on the show, and it's a lot more interesting when I have somebody else to talk with. So my invitation is out. Please respond and leave a voice message, and you know what I mean? Like somebody just actually like at 1:38 a.m., not that it's 1:38 a.m. because it's probably 1:39 a.m. now. Anyway, oh shit, it's even later than that. But she was saying how much she wants to be on the show. She just, you know, put it out there in the messenger, and it's so hard for me because I'm not joking. I have way over 20,000 people. So it's really hard for me to go there and through there and read. But you guys leave a message on the podcast and I will see that. Only because nobody's ever done it except for me. So leave a message, damn you. Say hi. Tell me what's up. Tell me what's up. Tell me what you want to talk about. Let's do it. This is all about everybody making money. So, you know, let's do it. All right, I'm going to check out. Good evening. This is Kimberly Coon. So this is episode 2 of Dirty Minds, No Brainwashing. You guys get it, right? You get the pun. Well, and I told you last time how the artwork was just, I mean, it's beautiful artwork, so I used it. Came from the OMG thing. I couldn't have done it that well. And I was right. It's just totally caught on. However, it caught on in the other way. They don't get to the no brainwashing part. They stick with the dirty minds, 99.9% dirty minded. They think that's who I am. And this is like, I mean, like, several people today from different parts of the demographics, from family members to, you know, you know what I'm saying. It's so funny because if you know me, I mean, I don't think I've ever even watched a porno. I'm just not like that. Nothing against it, but you know, I'm just not like that. So yeah, they don't get to that part. So I guess it attracts a lot of attention. Hey, if it gets people to click in, that's fine with me. So let me stop for a quick break and then we'll come back. You guys are going to want to hear this. All right, bye.